La journée de la limonade sera de retour dans le nord de l'Alberta en juin prochain. Le 14 juin 2025, les jeunes de la région auront l'occasion de démontrer leurs compétences entrepreneuriales lors de la 7e édition annuelle du Lemonade Day. Selon Amanda Robinson, directrice municipale du nord de l'Alberta pour l'événement, l'initiative vise à enseigner aux enfants des compétences essentielles en gestion d'entreprise, finances personnelles, services à la clientèle et gestion de projet, tout en favorisant leur créativité.
The kids come to class, they're given a workbook or access to an app that basically is like a business plan, but at a youth level. The instructor leads them through their business plan, and then they go back home and they build a business stand, I mean a lemonade stand, and they create their lemonade recipe. And then all of the kids in all 66 participating towns on June 14th this year will set up their lemonade stands and actually try their hand at running their business.
Le programme gratuit et accessible aux enfants de la maternelle au secondaire est conçu pour être une expérience d'apprentissage ludique et pratique. Les inscriptions ouvertes depuis le 1er mars se poursuivront jusqu'au 15 mai. Les enfants inscrits participeront à un atelier au Lemonade University où ils recevront un kit gratuit comprenant un carnet d'activités qui les guidera tout au long du processus entrepreneurial.
This morning we had 398 kids registered so far. Registration will stay open till 15th of May. And so to register, the kids can just go to Lemonade Day Northern Alberta. And they'll see the link there to sign up, and their parents can sign them up. And then from there, they'll be contacted by email from a Community Futures staff member that'll let them know a little bit more information about what's going on in their area and where the training will be and that kind of thing.
Depuis sa création en 2018, l'événement a permis aux participants de générer plus de 144 000 $ en profit, dont plus de 43 000 ont été versés à des œuvres de charité locales.
So last year was... bigger than better than ever, which seems to be what happens every year. So last year in total across Northern Alberta, there were 1,300 kids registered. And we ended up with over 250 lemonade stands across the 59 towns we had participating. The kids made, I believe, over $30,000 in profit, and they donated just over $7,000. To the charities of their choice. So last year was extremely, extremely successful.
Le 14 juin, les jeunes entrepreneurs installeront leur stand de limonade devant des commerces dans les villes participantes. Les commerces peuvent se porter volontaires pour accueillir des stands.
What's kind of unique, though, is our kids are actually encouraged to go out and partner with local businesses in their communities. And so many of them will set up lemonade stands out front of local businesses so they can access higher traffic area. So if you're a kid who lives on a farm or a little town on a side street, this way you get to have access to more customers and more traffic and hopefully your business is a little more successful.
L'initiative qui se déroulera dans plusieurs villes du nord de l'Alberta, dont Lac-la-Biche et Plamondon, vise à encourager les jeunes à devenir des entrepreneurs responsables et à renforcer les liens au sein de la communauté. Camille Dany, Boreal FM, pour l'IGL.